for me, the question isn't which bills in which house are the ones that should move, but rather whether Congress can actually provide any value to the problem of fixing all the problems that comprise cybersecurity. Cybersecurity is thousands of different problems that will be handled by hundreds of thousands of different individuals and organizations, institutions over decades. And it's unclear that the Congress or the federal government can really help in this area. That's the first question, and it hasn't been answered yet.
All right, so these bills are pretty comprehensive, and they look at both the government and the private sector. What could they do some harm if they passed?
They certainly could. A lot of the bills are essentially regulatory, and they amount to a lot of paperwork. You have to certify that you have a program in place to look after cybersecurity. Well, the time spent certifying to the government that you have a program in place could be time spent actually attacking the problems of cybersecurity. The private sector doesn't lack incentives to solve its own cybersecurity problems. The owners of computers, networks, and data have every reason to look after the problems with their own systems, and they'll do so. They won't reach perfection, but we don't have perfection in our physical security in the real world, so we shouldn't expect it in the cybersecurity area either.
On that point, every day we report on new security breaches. So, Congress aside, how are companies doing actually being their own policemen when it comes to cybersecurity?
It's hard to be sure how cybersecurity is going because we don't know exactly all that's going on. But look at the proof, which is in the pudding. Our systems are not failing daily, weekly, or monthly. Most of the systems that we rely on for our communications, for our financial services, and so on, are working. There's a common practice of backing up data so that anything that is taken down can be put back up relatively quickly. Things are quite resilient when they are taken down. So the evidence that we're failing on cybersecurity amounts pretty much to people in the cybersecurity industry, who some of whom are trying to sell product to the federal government.
All right, so do you believe the government has any role at all in cybersecurity? Let's talk about, first of all, with respect to the private sector, especially critical infrastructure, because their argument, the government's argument, is problems with critical infrastructure become public problems pretty quickly if you're talking about something like the electrical grid.
Well, systems like the electrical grid, they start losing money if they are unable to provide electric service. And so they have the incentive they need to provide that service and to secure their systems. Keep in mind that the failure of electrical service does not have the kind of consequences many people assume. A few years ago in New York and the entire Northeast, there was a huge outage, and that was not a disastrous situation. People managed quite well. We're a resilient and strong society that can handle these kinds of things. The government's role here is to be a smart purchaser itself of hardware, software, and services. The U.S. government is one of the largest purchasers of technology, and it can be a smart buyer of cybersecurity technology, helping the marketplace move along. So it does have a role, but that's as a participant in a cybersecure environment, not as the regulator top-down telling people how to run their systems.
Has that happened so far? I mean, has the U.S. as a consumer had any impact?
It's very hard to measure impact. But obviously, the National Institute of Science and Technology has been working in the Department of Commerce to produce security benchmarks that the federal government is supposed to meet. It's a very complex environment, so we're not able to say that the federal government has improved things, but it can be a smart buyer of these things and improve the marketplace for everybody. That's the kind of thing the government should be doing, focusing on getting its own house in order, letting the private sector be responsible for itself, and paying the price when it fails.
We're speaking with Jim Harper, the Director of Information Policy Studies at the Cato Institute. Now, part of these laws, or would-be laws, proposed laws, getting away from the regulatory aspect, do specify a lot of information sharing between the private sector and the government to share threat information and, I guess, remediation information. Does that strike you as something that could be helpful in this whole context?
Information sharing is an interesting area because it's assumed, and probably correctly, that information sharing will help solve problems. But what we need is a natural baseline of information sharing. When it's appropriate, information should be shared. There may be some laws that stand in the way of information sharing. And instead of going after those particular laws and amending them appropriately, most of the bills scythe down all law, saying notwithstanding any other law, participation in information sharing allows companies to do X, Y, and Z. That's incredibly dangerous to privacy and perhaps even security. The Privacy Act, the E-Government Act, all the variety of laws, including private contracts and tort laws, would be gone under the language of these bills. So the information sharing idea, it's a good idea, but we don't need to size down all the law in the United States for purposes of sponsoring information sharing.
Is there one or two laws in particular that you think are really big hurdles?
I understand but don't know that the Electronic Communications Privacy Act, ECPA, which is a good privacy law, may stand in the way of information sharing. That needs careful analysis on the part of Congress, and it shouldn't just be taken out by Congress using broad language. If there's an amendment to ECPA, the Electronic Communications Privacy Act, that can allow natural information sharing to occur, that would be a good thing.
And are there members on the Hill that share your views? Because from what we see of Congress, pretty much most of them see themselves as a hammer and everything they look at is a nail.
Well, most people in Congress are like most people in the public. That is, they don't quite understand the cybersecurity problem. Congress has convinced itself that it needs to pass a law in this area in order to say it has solved the problem, but the solutions won't come from any law. Solutions we've found over years with thousands of different people working on the thousands of different problems in cybersecurity. We shouldn't expect perfect cybersecurity, and we don't have perfect security in the real world. So time will deliver cybersecurity that's appropriate. We don't need a federal law right now, and I don't think we ever will.
One final note, I think that one of the concerns people have is that so much is at stake. Serious prevention needs to be done. Do you really think that we can get there without the government's help?
Companies that allow data to be breached are already paying a price for those failures. There isn't more to do to cause them to respond to those kinds of problems. Many still continue to fail. But there's no sign that the federal government knows better how to secure the systems that these companies run than the companies themselves. When you have so many problems, cybersecurity is thousands of different problems, the goal is not to assign the problem to one agency, the Department of Homeland Security or the Department of Defense, but rather to assign responsibility. The owners of computers, networks, and data should be responsible for their own cybersecurity, and they should pay the price if they fail to secure their own infrastructure.